Hey, it's your girl Simply Shanika, and you are now listening to The Goddess Confessions.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Find your path. Don't ever glamorize being lost. Beauty means to be fully actualized. It means being what you were intended to be, which was determined before you were born. Beautiful peace. This is achieved when you become what you were intended to be, which is forever and beyond their reach. And they will look up at you and call you beautiful, and you will be at peace. If you are not preparing, you are not ready. Be strategic. Be patient. Every day, wake up joyful. Make the demons who thought you were dead scatter. Don't let them follow you into the day. Your enemy is frightened the most when they see you smile. The one you look up to affects how high you go. There is no contest. Those who can't be patient always lose. Overcome your habits and addictions. These will tether you to the grave. Protect yourself at all times, even when you think it's safe. Be diligent in getting to know people. Enchantment clouds judgment. When you're no longer enchanted and begin to see people for who they are, you will be relieved and thankful for practicing caution. Spirituality without self-control cannot exist. If you lack self-control, and you have the cognitive capacity to know better, you are a spiritual zombie. There is no spiritual life in a zombie, only death seeking. Do not think you're going to make money staying the same. You have to be sophisticated. Raise your game up, boo. When you decide on starting a family, understand that a family is a corporation. When you assume the appearance of power, people soon will give it to you. Always love yourself. Know who you are. Never let anyone tell you who you are. Stay in the energy of abundance. To know love, we have to tell the truth to ourselves and to others. Creating a false self to mask fears and insecurities has become so common that many of us forget who we are. Trust is the foundation of intimacy. Self-love cannot flourish in isolation. Living consciously means we think critically about ourselves and the world we live in. Repeat after me. I'm breaking up with old patterns and moving forward with my life. Self-love is the foundation of our loving practice. Giving ourselves love, we provide our inner beings with the opportunity to have the unconditional love we may have always longed to receive from someone else. You can never love anybody if you are unable to love yourself. Repeat after me. I live on light, and I am oriented. I balance every scale. I take any form I choose. I know no opposition. I know the days and the hours. Every gate opens for me. I have no fear, and there is no doubt with me. I make my way across the sky, and destiny makes a way for me to paradise. Fear makes you forget, so remind yourself every day of who you are and where you come from. When things get real, the best of us forget, so don't play yourself. Remind yourself and pray to your Creator every day. Always remember that there is no change without sacrifice. Healing takes accountability. Our generation doesn't know anything about love and commitment, so I encourage you all to read one of my favorite books by Bell Hooks. It's called All About Love. Heal distrust. Sometimes the advice we need comes from spirit. Stop looking for approval from the people who rejected you. Let people be basic. Stop trying to force ascension on people. Don't allow people to mispronounce your name. You may be going through a difficult time, but you can experience it without claiming it. The work you do when no one is watching is the work that really matters. Don't belittle yourself. Pray to no one but the Creator. The foundation of self-knowledge is self-discipline. Once you start demanding goddess treatment, the universe sends it right away. You cannot receive guidance if you give into distraction. Care what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. I'm going to end this with a protection prayer, so I hope that this covers you in any way that you see fit. Spirit, may you continue to protect and cover my health. May you continue to protect and cover my spirit, mind, and vessel, not only of myself, but my loved ones as well. I ask for continued peace and wellness. And so it is. Amen. I really hope you guys loved and appreciated these words. They definitely helped me throughout my journey whenever I'm feeling down or lost or just need some words of encouragement. Some of these words come from some of my favorite people that I follow, and I will tag their names in the description so that you can follow them as well to receive constant upliftment. Once again, thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. I truly appreciate you all. And don't forget to follow the Instagram page at Goddess Confessions. And of course, my personal page, A Virgo World. And until next time, chat soon.